this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today, we are rebroadcasting a Best of Moments for Missions episode that I hope will be a blessing to you as you listen.
Brother Rick Martin and his wife Becky have been in the Philippines since 1977. God has used them in a great way. But this is one of the young men who graduated from their Bible college. I'm giving him the name of Ronald. He was born in April of 1996. And when he was 6 years old, a lady put a .38 caliber pistol into his hand, she said, for his protection. But by the time he was seven, he knew how to use guns and work with the MPA. That's a communist rebel group in the Philippines. And he didn't believe in God. He actually had a hatred for God. A pastor there witnessed to him many times, and he would not listen. He became involved in drugs, but he and a group of rebels surrounded this pastor's home. 36 armed men surrounded the house, fired their rifles. The pastor ran out to try to protect his wife and children. They lived in a nipa hut. That's just a thatch hut. It was badly damaged, and those men came up expecting to find that pastor dead, but God had protected him. And Ronald saw for the first time that God is real, and he thought, truly, the God this man preaches is a living God. And that night, he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Ronald says, I decided to go home so that I could study. The drug lord came back and told me he will still bring me to Manila so I could study there. We planned to leave on July the 13th, but thank God, Pastor Harold came and told me about Iloilo Baptist Church and Iloilo Baptist College. He encouraged me to study in Bible college. I went there on July the 3rd. I left everything to follow God's calling. Praise the Lord. He is alive. He enabled me to finish my schooling. I graduated on March the 13th, 2019, and I thank God for saving me. I'm now a soldier, but a soldier of Christ. I entrust everything to God. Now, one of the staff at Iloilo Baptist Church commented about Ronald. She said, in 2014, I went to Mindanao to conduct a camp for pastors, kids, and youth. At that time, I met Pastor Harold. He brought Ronald to our camp and told me that he planned to go to Bible college. At first, I thought he was in elementary school because he was so small and malnourished. I felt sorry for him. He didn't have any shoes. He was wearing old clothes and carrying an ancient bag with a change of clothes. However, his firm decision to go to Bible college blessed my heart. After 2 years, I went back to that same place and was shocked to see 6-, 7-, and 8-year-old kids carrying guns. They have no fear. They're willing to give up their lives for their cause. But I also met the pastor that was ambushed by Ronald's group. After Ronald was here at Iloilo Baptist College for 4 years, I brought him to my camp in Mindanao. He went to his home place because he wanted to lead some people to Christ. To his surprise, he was quickly surrounded by about 30 people. He started to have a Bible study with them and tell them how to be saved. The MPA in those mountains heard that Ronald came home, and the commander wanted to talk with him. He said, if you're willing to start a church, then I'm willing to sell my land to you for it. And Ronald told him that he didn't have any money to buy the land. Then the village leader with the barangay captain said, I will buy the land for you if you will start a church. The NPA commander told Ronald, if you'll start a church, we will surrender to the government and help you with your church. And Ronald brought 6 new students to enroll in Bible college.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.